Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to the Wise Men Say Reaction Podcast. You are joining us after a 2-1 loss to Swansea City at home. I'm Eleanor McCabe. It's lovely to be back. I haven't been here for about 3 weeks now, so yeah. I'm very happy to be back. But I'm not joined by Mickey Loff. He's not here today. So I am joined by Mr. Richard Easterbrook. Hello, Richard.
Hello. How are we?
Well, it's been a lot today, hasn't it? But we are also joined by, the rumours are all true, he is in the northeast, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. James Ray. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I'm here. I'm glad we're here.
Yeah, you sound absolutely buzzing to be here, to be fair, mate. I mean,
for years I've been putting a rider in for this reaction podcast, and I've been egg-based product, quiche, omelette.
My question is, if people are loading up upstairs, do we want to go and record outside? So we're not. Yeah, we are changing. We're having to abandon our recording studio. We are a mobile podcast.
There is CCTV in operation on this.
Well, no, it's a B&B, actually. Well, it used to be a B&B. I don't know if it still is.
Well, it's got TripAdvisor sticker, so maybe it is.
Potentially.
Anyway.
Yeah, should we talk about the match? So let's start with the first half then, so then we can have our lovely chaotic second half of the pod. It wasn't the best football I've ever seen us play. No. It wasn't the best shape I've ever seen us play. I don't actually know what the formation was for the first. Everyone kept switching, like, and there was.
I feel like on the pitch there was a similar level of like not knowing exactly what the formation was, because the first goal come out of a bit of pressure from us for a while. They hit us on the break. And it was very much like, oh, maybe the players just getting used to the formation, whatever. But then we just totally, like, shat the bed, basically, after the first goal.
Yeah, I mean...
It was a 3-4-3.
Was it?
With Callum Stiles playing, like, the left of the midfield four.
I thought he did all right in the main.
Hume on the right of the midfield three. So it was more like a 5-2.
Look on your face right now is the confusion.
There was a three at the back. There was definitely three at the back for a bit.
But the issue was that Hjelde wasn't able to keep up with Ronald, and Stiles ended up having to move back, which I think was quite harsh for him on his debut, because there were elements that I saw that I was like, oh, you might be all right here.
What I liked about
but
Stiles,
I think because of how he was having to play back and cover Hjelde basically.
On debut, Stiles, I'd say, like, he was getting stuck in, straight in the mixer, backed himself. He's obviously not a big guy, but he was repeatedly going up for balls, like getting stuck in. And you know what? I can't really say that I thought he was bad, because I thought he was quite good.
But I agree.
What I will also say is the way that not even just the defensive unit, but as a team, after their first goal, we just basically collapse for a good sort of 15-20 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was like, we've seen this before with Sunderland, like not recently so much, but when teams, but what I'm trying to say is basically teams have to be able to deal with conceding the goal, because it happens. But what we did is we conceded the goal that we were possibly, I'd say the first one, definitely not unlucky to concede, but it was definitely against someone to play. But where we should have like gone, right, we're going to get straight back in this, instead we just totally like folded for a while, and then the cock up for the second just come.
Where was the defence?
It was an experienced player on the pitch.
Yeah.
So that, but when it went to 2-0 and they had a couple more chances after that, probably could have gone in 3 or 4, and it wouldn't have been an unfair thing. I think you saw the players looking around at each other.
It's bad.
And it looked
bad at half time. When you're happy, it's just...
They started to reduce in age, and like, you could see that they were just like, they are kids.
Yeah, well, really, interestingly, like, Jim and I were having this conversation before we started recording. I want to know kind of your take on it as well, Richard. Is we've had a very chaotic 2.5 months at Sunderland. We've had one of our kind of, and from rumours and various things, someone, Pritchard, very big personality in the dressing room. A lot of the younger players look up to him. You've had him leave. You've had Mowbray, who they all absolutely loved, leave. They've had 4 different managerial spells in the space of 2.5 months. Yeah. And as much as I'm never someone who says, oh, I'm going to let them off because they're young, I think that it's worth remembering that this team need a leader because of their age. Yeah. And it's arguable that... Arguable?
Arguably,
they haven't really had that in the past couple of months. And I think that showed...
I've had a leader, but he's been too far the other way. He's been like Sergeant Major.
Yeah.
And that, for when you're playing with a young squad, like, you know, you work with young people. I've got a young person. You don't
act like
a Sergeant Major in front of me. It doesn't get results. You've got to do different things.
You've got to be a swan, don't you? You've got to be calm on the top, and then you're the one panicking below. Yeah. And the issue is these young lads today, and it's the first time in a while that I've seen it. When you're saying they were all looking around at each other, they were all shouting at each other, and they weren't falling out on the pitch, but they were blaming other people. There were arguments, especially in the first half.
Yeah,
and
it was
after watching that most recent series of Sunderland Till I Die and seeing how together the team was there, it was a bit sad, wasn't it? Like, especially that first half. And we'll go on to the second half.
I think like the collective like head loss after their first goal definitely shows what you've been saying there, and that's quite unlike us recently. But second half, we did sort of get it together a bit, and it sort of built. But conceding the second goal really wasn't a surprise, because like it was coming. As soon as they got one, it was like, after a couple of minutes watching the way we were doing nothing, the ball was like dropping everywhere, there was nobody taking control, nobody taking responsibility, and Dodsy,
to be fair,
Dodsy, like, whatever he said at half time did make it a bit better, but it gave us a bigger mountain to climb than we needed to have, because if we'd have just not shat the bed after the first goal, where we didn't need to, because we'd be until they scored the first, we'd been the better side. We need to be able to take the fact, because like, even the best teams concede goals. Like, it's not a bad thing to concede a goal, even at home. Like,
it's the way you react to it, isn't it?
And it was the lack of lack of resilience was surprising, because like this young side have generally been good at sort of reacting to things going against them, but today it really didn't happen until half time, and then we did get better.
Even then, when they came out,
when
came out for the second half, we had a couple of
those first 5 minutes. My dad turned to me.
Because they sense blood. They sense blood for a reason, because we gave them a reason to sense the blood, but we did build into it. My issue is mainly with the way we totally collapsed after that first goal went in.
And I think that
from then to half time, it was just like, it was basically, it was a shit show.
That was frustrating. And what I think is worth kind of noting is I want to give it kind of 2 weeks to let Dodsy have it all settle down, for them to realise he's not really interim. He's here till the end of the season. We've got kind of a bit of stability for a bit. And in the second half, I mean, my dad turned to me at the beginning. He was like, oh, it's nice to see we've come out more positive in the second half, because they just kept going for us. But once the lads got into the swing of things, it did look more hopeful. I mean, one that was, what, even in the first half. No. But even in
that goal is on the players on the pitch.
Yeah, and even in the first half, I have to say, like, Roussien did have some decent chances. Second half, before he got taken off,
he skied the 1-on-1 when it was 0-0, which it wasn't an easy chance, but he did blaze it over the bar, which will, which obviously won't look good on the highlights, presumably, and didn't look good live. But to be fair, after that, he kept his movement going. And what I like about Roussien is he keeps.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Working, he keeps doing it. He wasn't bothered that he missed it. He was keeping trying to make the runs. And I've said this about him before, and it keeps happening. He's constantly early asking for a pass. He's pointing where he wants it, and he doesn't get it. He doesn't get it when he wants it.
That is true, and you could see his frustration that a couple of times. I mean,
and granted, when he did get it, I know this isn't going to prove my point very well, obviously, because the one time he did get it, he missed the chance. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't keep giving him the ball, because if he's happy to have the ball, you should give him it, because...
Sorry, Richard. So, just for contents there, Richard's daughter's sat, like, on a bar, basically, like, out, like the fence outside of the railing. That's what I'm looking for. And Richard has just, like, pushed her slightly as though to... And what I was asking was, what would you have done if she did just fall back there? We would have had to, just stop the podcast. Would we have just kept recording while Richard's, like, on the ground?
Yeah, we'd have to then do, like, a second recording where it's, like,
we're sorry.
A somber sort of.
Yeah, change into like our black ties and stuff like that.
Just Eleanor and Jim now. Because
Richard has had to leave. I think what getting back onto the match, and I am going to, don't worry, because I am so excited and very almost ran on the pitch when I thought Patterson had scored with his head. That's partly why my voice sounds like this, because I never like screamed. I was absolutely buzzing. But 09's header, like, good positioning.
Well.
Yeah, brilliant ball from Ekwa, who I think was iffy today, Ekwa. I think that's fair, but...
Up until we suddenly switched it on and we had that period of sustained pressure, which obviously led up to the goal, and then after it as well, right into stoppage time, I think Ekwa was a huge part of everything that was good in that part of the second half. It's like,
a switch
had been flicked with the team where it was just like, right, let's sense the moment.
Go on.
And then the sense of the moment.
Good
tune
in that car there.
And they were really kind of pressing in it. They were looking.
Was he nearly crossed?
Oh yes.
Has he? He nearly drove into the water.
This is honestly the most kind of resembling the match reaction pod ever. We started quite like Richard couldn't get into the harbour because it was too full. So we had to come out and find him. That kind of represents the first half. It was like, oh no, what's gonna happen?
And then
started to perk up because the buffet arrived. And then we've just like the chaos of the last 10 minutes of the match is that man just driving out into the road without really stopping. Those chaotic 10-15 minutes that the last bit of the match was lovely to see. And you two will probably be able to explain this a bit more to me, but I cannot comprehend why you send, and don't get me wrong, love it when the keeper goes up. It's one of my favourite things. I wish that they did it from like the 20th minute onwards. I think it'd make football a lot more exciting. But I don't understand why you send your keeper up but still leave a man back. I don't understand why you wouldn't send the man up and leave the keeper.
The corner that came in was not put into the box. It was played short.
And then Patterson jumped back. He didn't want the ball.
Actually,
Philip Bessman at all.
He stayed up though.
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
He went back, then came back up for
the game.
That's what I liked about it because I was like, if he's gone there once, he's going to have to go again now. Because I was like, you can't go up for a corner and then come back and not go up for the next one. Like,
but that would have been like. It feels like it's longer than a year since the QPR game where we had a commanding lead in that game and they turned around and equalised in the last minute with a goalkeeper, so it would have been quite poetic. Quite surprising that it's another game against Swansea that Keith Stroud refereed.
I didn't realise Keith Stroud.
Yeah, well, I almost walked out when I heard it was him. That's enough for me.
And Joe Allen had yet another excellent game against. I mean, every time Joe Allen plays against Sunderland, he's good. Like when he was playing for Stoke, when he's played for Swansea last season. Like every time he plays against us, he has a good game, and that's not like me being like, oh, well, it's bad that. Like, I'm not complaining that he's been good. Like, we should have been better.
Is what you're saying in the summer, Joe Allen should be our next manager? Is that what you're actually saying, James?
What?
Player manager? Yes.
I hope he regrows the Perlow hair. That's what I really want.
The weird thing about that game was, if we'd equalised, would have been good value for it, and it would have felt, yes, it's a point one, but that we deserved it. But at the same time...
That's exactly...
For that first half performance... We deserved. I think the result was a deserved result.
What I will say is,
and it's a shame, but at least we had a goal.
Richard is summed up exactly my thoughts.
Great.
On that, because
excellently did it very concisely as well. Yeah. Richard managed to say what you've said in about 15 minutes in 30 seconds.
Genuinely, like good value. If we'd have equalised, we'd have been good value for that. But as Rick said, the first half shit in the bed after they scored the first. We deserved to lose the game because of that.
I think I should just repeat again what you've just said. If we got the equaliser, it would have been good value, but ultimately we didn't really deserve to win. I think that's fair enough, and I think that's a lovely...
But it wouldn't have been a surprise if we had.
Yes.
Basically.
And I think that's an all right place to end. Does anyone have anything else that they just... I'm still kind of very, very overexcited and just, in awe of Patterson almost scoring a diving header. I don't quite believe it's happened.
Like, not like a major shout-out, but like a commendation to Hemier for putting in, like, admittedly a low bar, but possibly... Like, he touched the ball more than he normally does, and he played a couple of decent
passes.
And he
was battling for headers.
He put it out.
He was a bit of a nuisance.
A few times, he got the ball to feet, put it out wide, got in the box. Like, that's what we want him to do. Obviously, he didn't come to anything, but he looked like he was more sort of up to speed than he has done.
Yeah, it was nice to see.
Also, in things that were nice to see, I think the applause for Tony Mowbray on 60 Minutes was a really...
And to see the whole bench as well, the whole bench, all of like the players, it was lush.
He's held in such high regard, not just on the coaching staff, but you can see among the reaction that he got amongst the fans. Hopefully he was watching somewhere, and hopefully he's feeling all right.
Yeah, I think just on the game, it's just like
I think we're all a bit delirious. I think that we need to just end it there. It's impossible to end a pod when Jim's on.
It is impossible. I just want to say that it wasn't like really.
We have Patterson almost scoring a diving header has made us lose our minds.
Obviously, it's shit to lose at home to a team who are 18th before the game kicked off. But I don't think it was that bad overall. There was a really bad sort of 15-20 minutes which cost us, which I'm not defending. But I also think that, it's not like we weren't awful. It wasn't there for us today, and these things will happen.
That is true.
We will get in the playoffs.
All right. So, well, that's enough of that. These things happen. Yeah. that's enough of that, Jim. I'm not. I can't just name other bars and pubs are available.
Other bars, Abdullah bars. I thought he was.
Jim, I'm trying to end. I've been trying to end the podcast for 5 minutes.
He was gliding past the fenders left
hand.
I thought he was good.
Right. Yeah, you win some, you lose some, and let's just see what Dodsey can do. He's got till the end of the season, and I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes.
Tell me how.
And on that note, thank you very much for listening. The lads will be back on Monday to go, well, I'm not even going to say more in depth, just to actually have some sort of depth to their conversation about this. Yeah, a bit of structure. Make sure you head over to X, Instagram, and do we have any other social media? We have a Facebook page.
We've got a Facebook page. We're also on Threads as well.
Yeah, and we're on MySpace as well. If you want, yeah, Jim's going to be in charge of our TikTok. Yeah. So, yeah, as always, thanks for listening.